I would like to introduce my new technique called floating. Floating is the term I use for a certain constellation that I use in my events, in my program, to help participants dissolve their destructive and inappropriate relational patterns from their childhood directly within the group. So the principle is that it is not necessary, from my point of view, to do something like family constellations, to externalize things. It is easier, it is far easier. We can directly dissolve the patterns that appear during our gathering, during our meetings. And why is that so? Because every time we enter a group, for example, like a workshop on a weekend, we enter a group, we don't know these people, and what happens is that our subconscious, our nervous system, immediately recreates the whole childhood. And this happens in all groups. It happens actually 24 hours. This is what our nervous system does. It always recreates the unresolved destructive relational patterns with the people who are actually there. And that's the reason why we don't have to externalize things, why we don't have to work with people who have no body anymore and stuff like that. It is enough to work in the present moment with the physical persons who are available in the group now. So, if you enter a group, your system recreates your patterns and you suffer from that, what is happening there. And that means, it just means that what you would like to experience within the relationships in that group is not happening. For example, you would like to connect to a certain person or to come closer and it doesn't happen, or the person refuses it, or you don't dare to interact with the person, and so on. Or the other possibility is that you want to get rid of a person, you don't like someone, and you are not able to create more distance. So these are the two basic patterns who are active and who disrupt your life. Let's say you avoid with these patterns, with these unresolved patterns, a direct contact. It is always a way to avoid direct contact. And this was the solution, the pseudo-solution for you in your childhood, but today it hinders you to really fully be alive. And being alive means really fully living relationships, because only then the life force is running completely through your system without any hindrances. Now, what we do is we simply come together. For example, a weekend workshop, we come together and we prepare ourselves for a direct interaction of what is happening inside of us in relation to the other group members. I say that again. We come together and we prepare ourselves for the direct communication of that what is happening inside of us in relation to the other participants. What is happening inside of us in relation to the other participants, what is not solved, is our hidden secret. We don't talk about that. That's exactly what we are not talking about. We keep that for us. And that's the reason why it's not resolved. That's the reason why it happens again and again. And with floating, we have the possibility to really talk about that and really dissolve that in a secure, in a safe environment. And it happens like that, that for example, we start with meditation, we start with simple discussion and dialogue and group work and to answer questions, to solve problems on the outside, to suggest something for a change and so on. So the normal work that I do. And within the workshop, we come together more and more, we get familiar with each other. And what happens is that actually we just realize that the persons around us, the other group members, are safe. There's no threat and no danger. And this allows us to relax more, and this opens the door for a real communication about the stuff that is happening. And what is happening there is really, I mean, it is really a lot. It is a big thing. And the participants actually don't talk about that. So we come to the group leader and we present a problem and we ask for a solution. But what is actually happening is usually not talked about. And during the process, we more and more get used to each other, and there are exercises who address all the levels of our nervous system. For example, there is silent meditation, there's dialogue, there is expressing of anger, rage, exercises for drawing borders, for limits, and there are other exercises for giving space to our desires and wishes and longings. And also there are physical exercises for stress release. And all that, as I said, is a preparation for the actual stuff. And the actual stuff happens when we come together and start talking about what is really going on. And that's the process I would like to describe. Looks like that. When we come to a group, we feel normally coherent in a way. So that means that all the problems seem to be on the outside. It has nothing to do with ourselves. That's how it appears. But as soon as we get in interaction with the other group members, we soon realize that something is not going the way we would like to. That's what I said in the beginning. So through this interaction, we see and feel that we are suffering, that there's something not resolved. So our unresolved stuff comes up, and that's what you see here. I painted that as black patterns inside of us. This has to happen. There's no other way. It has to happen. This suffering must show up like that. Usually we don't talk about, we leave the group and nothing is resolved, but with the floating process, which must be guided by an experienced therapist, of course, it can be dissolved directly with the members who are there. And the dissolving of these dark patterns always happens through a direct, honest interaction with the person that you are entangled with. And also that is shown in the pictures. And what we do is that one after the other starts talking about what is going on inside of him or her in relation to the other. And it is honest communication from within ourselves about our feelings, about our projections. So we don't do anything, we don't repress anything, we just communicate what's going on. For example, I have fear, or for example, I am attracted by you, or I think you are arrogant, and so on. So our internal state and the projection onto that person, we openly, honestly talk about that. And then the other person is invited to tell what this communication, what this information does within himself. So what internal reaction is triggered by that information? And then the other person talks about his state, about his or her situation. And in that way, the first person gets the information what's actually real, what's the reality, in contrast to the projection. And this interaction has a deep, deep result, because something gets updated. we get into contact with our demons, and the other, the demon, does not react the way we expected. And then through this interaction, something is new is possible. And what the new, what is possible, is a real connection, a real communication, which was not possible during childhood. And if this process is guided by an experienced therapist, and he makes sure that the two persons don't get into any defense reactions, then usually deep releasing processes are started. For example, tears and tremoring and stuff like that. Because then the whole pain that has been carried so long is dissolved. And this solution is always the contact that is being created. And if this happens, the black spots dissolve, and then there's an opening. It's more blank, so the nightmare starts to dissolve, and the person gets in a real connection with the reality today. And the reality today is the internal state of the other person, and not the projection. And then the energy goes up, and both people will be transformed by that interaction. And there will be much more light inside. The therapist must be very alert that both partners don't get into defense reactions. And defense reactions are attacking, engaging, flight, going away, or freeze. So these are the three biological ways to defend. And also on the more relational pattern, he has to make sure that no one is creating distance. So you have to look that and to help to reduce the old mechanism on the relational communication pattern that creates distance, that can have many forms. So your job as a therapist is to avoid the physical biological defense mechanisms and the old pattern to create distance, and then a real communication and a real connection is possible. And here we see now that also more than two persons can be involved, and the process is the same. All involved people in the structure start talking about their true state, and thus dissolving the projections, and there's more light, more happiness, the energy goes up. So more and more stuff gets dissolved, and the group as a whole also feels more and more lighter. The whole energy of the group goes up. Sometimes there are even four people involved. And step by step, all the old patterns can be dissolved with the persons that are there right now without any externalization. But of course, as a therapist, you must be really, really able to regulate and to control this process. Otherwise, it gets dangerous because you have no distance by externalization and so on. You are really working in the fire, in the middle of the fire. And at the end, the whole group is connected, the energy is flowing, there's no suffering anymore. And it is so touching. If you see that, it is really unbelievable. Yeah. And that's the way how we create a high energy field in a group by dissolving the old patterns through honest communication. And this process basically could be done alone, but people today are too much into defense mechanisms. So it at that state where we are, we need a professional to do that. This process is not meant to be done in any local group. This is a completely different process. Yeah, and for me as a therapist, it is interesting to see also before that process, all the participants are more focused on me, and it feels more that I have, let's say, power and control about the group. And if this process is happening, then you really feel as a as the therapist that the these people they are not interested in you anymore. They are so involved in their beautiful interaction that sometimes you have you have to do some effort to bring you back into attention, to that the people really notice that you are there and you are leading the group. And it is really destroying power structures, and you can experience that as a therapist. It's really fascinating. Every interaction, every true connection and interaction destroys power structures. Yeah, and that's a great thing, because we need love and not power. Finally, there we could say there's only love, there's a high energy, and it is so beautiful. And at that point, actually, there's nothing to dissolve anymore, and there's only time for party and dance. And I switch on the music, and we dance and celebrate. And this process is really, everyone who's doing that is doing really a great thing, because he's killing his own ego. He's destroying it. So this is a big thing, and it has a big result.